Do you want to know how to get into Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis? Are you wondering what MedEd is like at WashU? How has it adapted to COVID? Tune in. Today you'll hear from its Associate Dean for Admissions and Student Affairs.
Welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. Your host is Accepted's founder and world-renowned admissions guru, Linda Abraham. At Accepted, our mission is to get you to that unforgettable moment when you read your acceptance email and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" Confident you'll be attending the perfect program to help you launch the career of your dreams.
Welcome to the 383rd episode of Admission Straight Talk. Thanks for joining me today. Do you know how to get accepted to medical school? Well, Dr. Susie Schweikert does, and she shares her knowledge and insight in Accepted's free guide, Med School Admissions, What You Need to Know to Get Accepted. You can download your free copy at accepted.com/383download. Again, that's accepted.com/383download. Today's guest, Dr. Valerie Ratz, earned her MD at Johns Hopkins, where she also did her residency in obstetrics and gynecology and a fellowship in reproductive endocrinology. She joined the Washington University faculty in 1994 and currently is Associate Dean for Admissions and a Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Washington University School of Medicine. Dean Ratz, welcome to Admission Straight Talk.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here today.
And I'm delighted to speak with you. Can you give an overview of the Washington University School of Medicine's program focusing on its more distinctive elements?
Washington University School of Medicine, an amazing medical school. So I think that the thing that I'm the most proud about right now is that we are about to implement a new curriculum, an innovative curriculum called the Gateway Curriculum. We're looking at how to educate in medicine a little bit different. We are going to educate our students thinking very carefully about what their passion and pathway will be in medicine. We have a program where we will be working to enhance their exposure to the areas of academic medicine that we think are very important for physicians. That includes research, medical education, advocacy, and inquiry innovation. I think the other thing about WashU that we think is particularly important besides our science is that this is a place where we pride ourselves of creating a culture here that is incredibly supportive for our students, a culture of collegiality and collaboration.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Now, you mentioned academic medicine. Academic medicine frequently implies that the graduates are going to go and become professors or continue doing research. Is that a focus, or do you see your grads going to primary care?
That's part of the new curriculum, recognizing that physicians go into various areas of medicine and that we're ready to support them and enhancing their education to be ready for those various areas of medicine. Again, medical education, research, inquiry innovation, and advocacy. So we want to expose them to those areas, give them the skill set that they need and the experiences so that when they graduate, when they complete their residency and fellowship, they can use that skill set to go into a career in all of those different areas. That's how we look at academic medicine. It's not just research. Research is very important.
I mean, you have one of the biggest medical scientist programs, don't you?
Yes. The MSTP program is a signature program here. It's one of the longest running and largest physician scientist programs in the country. Research has placed us on the map here at WashU. But I always say research is more than just pipetting away in a lab. Basic science, incredibly important, and we are very good at that. But research, I always say, is asking a question, collecting data of some type, whether it's basic science data or questions, surveys, and using that data to answer the questions and think of more.
Okay, great. And advocacy is certainly becoming more and more important on the medical school campus, but you're kind of putting it up there as one of these critical four pillars.
Absolutely. Physicians have to be involved in making sure that we get health care to the population. That's particularly important. We know that there are social determinants of health, and we are positioned to make a difference, and we think that we need to actively teach our students how to do that, give them the skill set, give them the exposures.
Okay. Let's turn to the admissions process for a moment, okay?
Sure.
So what is the WashU Secondary like?
So the WashU Secondary application is a pretty short application. In fact, we pride ourselves of having one of the shorter secondary applications. It's actually part of our claim to fame there.
Okay.
It has a little bit of demographic information. We ask if students have been outside the academic, if they're outside, if they're not in school, we ask them, what are they doing? And then there's two pretty much questions that we ask. We ask them to tell us about a time when they've failed or been unsuccessful. And then there's another short answer essay where we ask them to tell us anything that we've forgotten to ask them about, that we give them space.
Right.
We want to learn about our applicants, tell their story.
Great. And what is the virtual interview day like at WashU?
So COVID has changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that physicians have to be is flexible and adaptable. So COVID is sort of making us be real physicians, making us understand that we have to be adaptable and flexible. So we made the decision this summer to go virtual. And we're not just calling it a virtual interview day, we're calling it a virtual interview experience.
Okay.
We recognize that everything that is not going to necessarily happen on one day. In being flexible and adaptable, we've recognized that we all can get Zoom fatigue. Is that
right.
A real thing or not?
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Definitely.
Right. And so we want our applicants to be at their very, very best. And so we will have a day where we will plan the faculty interviews, and we'll have both of the faculty interviews will occur on a specific day.
And that's one-on-one, one applicant at a time?
Yes, we have one-on-one interviews. We have two types of interviews. They're one-on-one with a faculty member here at Washington University School of Medicine. The first interview is a standard interview. It's about 40 minutes long, and the faculty member will have reviewed the application in its entirety. And the goal is to have a conversation, to understand the motivations of why they're considering going into this medical career, what they've done to confirm that this is the right decision, and again, tell their story. We want to know about their story. It's a conversation. The thought is that we are a very supportive school and we want our interview to reflect that. The second interview is a closed file interview. And in that interview, it's much shorter, about 20 minutes. And the purpose of that interview is to get to know the applicant in a way where we have not reviewed their application in advance. The faculty member knows nothing about them but their name. So again, a conversation from very different viewpoints. So we're seeing the applicant from very different vantage points when we do those two types of interviews. So that's the faculty interview.
So the first faculty interview viewer has reviewed the application, and how roughly how long does that interview typically
last? Lasts about 40 minutes.
Okay.
So it's a much longer interview.
And the second interview also with faculty is about 20 minutes, as you said, and that's with somebody basically blind. They just walk in and tell me about yourself.
Right. That's right. We call it closed file because we know nothing about the faculty member, knows nothing but their name. So it's really fun. I love to do those types of interviews because it's just an open space, and we just tell me about you, right?
Yeah.
That's the important thing to start with.
Okay. And what about the rest of the day, the experience?
The experience, right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So we are working on creating a virtual tour experience. We think the tour of our medical school is particularly important. We have a wonderful campus. We want to also tell our applicants a little bit about St. Louis. Many people that come to our medical school are from, in fact, the majority of students that come to our medical school are from the coasts. And so they don't know about St. Louis. They need to learn a little bit about the city. So the tour is really particularly important. And again, it's about student life. It's about the medical school culture. What do students do? How do they think? How do they engage in the community and with other in the medical community? And so the tour that we're planning is going to be a virtual tour where there will be a student student tour guide with the applicants, small groups of applicants, and they will be live with each other and go different points around the medical school campus using slides and 360 pictures and photographs, and they'll be able to talk about the different areas and have conversations, because that's what you would do if you were on a tour, have the conversation with the student. Our applicants need to meet our students, and we know that's so important, and so our tour is going to allow them to do that. So we're uniquely doing that for our tour.
Sounds great.
And then for the rest of the day experience, I got to make sure I say experience, we are working to make sure that we have a wrap-up experience where they get to talk to faculty, and that'll be several days during the week. And then they also have a financial aid presentation several days during the week. And then finally, we're planning to have Why Wash U Wednesdays. And that's where we'll have a seminar every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, where we'll have different programs each week. We'll have student panels. We'll have faculty. We'll talk about research. We'll talk about life in St. Louis. We'll talk about life as a medical student. We'll talk about life as an individual from different identity or affinity groups. All of that. So we're very excited about it.
That sounds great. A lot of what happened, I think, at the end of last year of necessity, meaning the application cycle, was people just kind of trying to respond, you know, in the best way they could in the shortest time possible. And this sounds much more thoughtful and well thought out.
You know, again,
not that what happened was bad. It was just emergency.
It was emergency, but you know, again, you have to take the attitude that we can learn in that sort of environment.
Right.
Doctors learn in that sort of environment. It's about, I mean, one of the AAMC's 15 core competencies for entering medical students is resilience and adaptability, right? And so you have to learn from that. And that's, we learned from our second look experience. And so we're using that as we plan the interview experience this year.
Yeah, clearly. One of the questions that occurred to me a couple of times as you've been talking is, are you going to be emphasizing more adaptability and flexibility and resilience as desirable qualities in the students that you admit as a result of what's been going on for the last 6 months now, or almost 6 months now?
Yes, I think that we require it in our faculty. Mm-hmm. We're having to live what we preach, right? We're having to live what we say. And so, of course, we expect that in our students. And part of the new Gateway curriculum that we're implementing here, that's a part of the new curriculum. As you develop your passion and pathway in medicine, you have to have those characteristics. And, you know, as a doctor, you know, I'm a practicing physician. I'm a reproductive endocrinologist, infertility specialist. And there are days when things don't go as planned.
Right.
And you have to learn to keep going. And that's what physicians need. That's an important characteristic. So that's what we're doing as we're selecting our students. So yes, I think it is an important characteristic. It's always been important, maybe even more so now.
Okay. Now, I was looking in MSAR before our call, and I saw that WashU received in 2018 4,766 applications, interviewed roughly 1,087, and matriculated a class of 101. How do you winnow it down? What makes an applicant jump off the page for you?
Yeah. So I think the first thing to recognize is that we do interview quite a few.
You do. Yeah, I noticed that.
Right. More than most peer schools. And that is this concept that many students don't know St. Louis. And they don't know this medical school. Many times, if they don't have someone in medicine who's guiding them, they may not know about WashU in St. Louis. Most people in medicine know about WashU. And so one of the things that we recognize is that the interview process is important, especially here, because we have to get students here to see this amazing medical school, to see our campus, to meet our faculty, see our students. So that we think that's important. So we've consciously done that. Mm-hmm. How do we select our students? We try really hard, again, to have these conversations with the faculty where we're looking at the characteristics. How, you know, we consider everything. We follow the holistic review process of the AAMC, where we want to give balanced consideration to what we call EAM, experiences, attributes, and metrics. Well, there is no formula for WashU. No, we don't. It's not a formula. One of the things as admissions deans that I love about our medical school class, it is diverse in all sorts of different ways. And I also say diversity of perspective. About a third of our students come from the West Coast, a third come from the East Coast, and a third come from the center swath portion of the country. And you get people who've done all sorts of different things, whether it's been in research or global health or advocacy or athletics and writing and artistic things. And they bring those perspectives to the medical school class. And you learn so much in medicine when you're learning medicine from the others that are with you in your class. Sure. That's sure. really particularly important. So how do we winnow it down? We look at all of those characteristics.
Wow. It must be a really hard job.
I love my job.
No, I'm not. Being hard doesn't mean it's bad. Challenging.
That's true. It's true. Okay. It's a challenging job. We love a good challenge here at WashU.
Okay, good. Just kind of moving forward in the application process, how do you view letters of intent or correspondence from either waitlisted applicants or applicants who haven't heard from you and they want to update you about something?
Yes, we like that type of correspondence.
Okay.
I always say the people that I admit to WashU and the people that I want to come to WashU, I want them to know and feel that this is absolutely the right place for them. And we do interview a lot of students. And so when we have our wrap-up session at the end of the day, I talk about that hearing from the students is important. But I always talk about, it's about we're looking at them and they're looking at us, and it's about finding the right fit, right? Fit is really important in medical school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And fit is different. It's different for medical schools. It's different for students. So you're looking for the fit, right? So we may think, hey, this is the student we think fits there. But you know what? It's often helpful if the student says that to us. Right. Now, I always say students shouldn't, it's nice to get a thank you note. I, as a faculty member, love to receive notes, to hear from the applicants. But most important, what I say is when you've had a chance at the end of the season, when you've gone and you've gone to all your medical schools, you've finished all your interviews, you thought about it. For us, I always say, don't just write me as soon as you've interviewed with us. Go everywhere. Think about what is the right place for you. What is your fit? And then at the end of the day, if this is truly the place that you feel that you fit the best at, let me know that, because we do think that's an important part of our application process. That is important to us.
Okay, great. Now, we've both talked a little bit about COVID has affected things in medical school. It's really affected every corner of our lives.
Absolutely.
Including, of course, medical school admissions and applicants. I get questions constantly from medical school applicants and sometimes their parents. And I think they're most anxious about several different things. And I'm wondering if I can mention them to you and you can perhaps address some of these concerns. So one of the big ones is not having taken the MCAT before MCAS opened and being late. When is late in this particular cycle? Because it's different. And when should applicants just wait to apply until next year?
So the AAMC worked really well with the medical schools. Again, it's this adaptability, a flexibility concept. Mm-hmm. And we are following what the AAMC asked us to do. And that was to allow the students to take their MCAT. And so there are students who are not taking their MCATs until the end of September for this application season. Normally, I would have said that's late. But we have completely pushed our application process back. Okay. We haven't even started reviewing our applications yet, because because we recognize the importance of following what the AAMC said and honoring that amongst students who've had great difficulty.
Yeah.
So we're not going to penalize anybody for taking a later MCAT in this application cycle at all. We've already figured out how we're going to do that. We're not even beginning to look at our applications to much later in the season. So I wouldn't worry about that. I'm not worried about that at all. At least at WashU, that's not going to be an issue. And WashU has always been a school where we've accepted applications until much later in the season. And this year, we're definitely going to do that. So
when is the deadline for your secondary?
December 15th.
Okay. But that hasn't changed or did change?
No, it hasn't changed.
So you're just moving the process.
We started receiving applications, but what we're going to do is the process of reviewing them has been moved back. So we have a process in place in our application database so that we know to be waiting for the MCAT score. I think it's an important part of the process. And so again, EAM, experiences, attributes, and metrics.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Applicants are also concerned about taking science classes online or having to take them pass-fail, especially this last semester. Are you adjusting your requirements for in-person classes that are now online and graded classes that were pass-fail of necessity?
Right. So we have always accepted online classes. We have always accepted pass-fail.
Even in the pre-med requirements?
We have.
Okay.
Now, we have always accepted them. You know, we look at, you asked on those, what are we looking for? We're looking for the student who does do rigorous work.
Right.
So if you've done pass, fail, something over here, ultimately I'd like to see, this is my area of expertise, and I hope to see hard courses, rigorous courses that you've done well in. But again, you know, you're asking me a question that we've always taken those classes. Yeah. We're going to be flexible and adaptable. And we recognize that everybody's in the same boat here. Don't worry. Admissions officers are smart. They're supposed to be pretty smart. We get it. We get it. Yeah. We understand. And we want the best for the students. We get that. And so we're going to be flexible and adaptable. And show us your best application. Show us the best side of you, and I bet you it's going to be okay.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
On some level, I'm asking this for their benefit, you know, so I'm going to continue down this road, okay? Here's another thing that I know is concerning applicants on some level. They plan to do a volunteer work or become an EMT or do scribing or whatever, and their clinical opportunity, whether it was volunteer or paid, was canceled because of COVID. They were counting on this experience both to express their interest in clinical medicine or research, maybe it was a research opportunity, or to broaden their exposure to clinical medicine or research. You know, now they're wondering, gee, am I out of luck?
Right. On the supplemental application, in that space where I talked about, you know, you can write us about anything, they're actually part of that, as we explain that, is tell us about how COVID, you know, there's an area that says, if COVID's affected your plans, tell us that. What did you plan to do? What have you done? The other thing I was thinking about as we're moving forward here, you know, we're looking for people who are well-read. So use this time to maybe read some books about medicine and get perspective, right? And be able to talk. There are a lot of issues in medicine that we have to solve and address. And so reading, being well-read, and having perspectives on those issues, that will come across really well, in my opinion. So, again, we recognize this. We recognize this. And I think
you have heard about the pandemic.
Yes, we have heard about the pandemic. Yes.
Okay. Now, another thing I sometimes hear is something like, this is going to be good or bad year to apply because application volume will be up or down. Okay. It varies on the perspective, but it's always some kind of numerical, my chances are X, Y, Z because of, again, numbers. Yeah, what are you seeing in terms of application volume?
My numbers are exactly the same.
Really? Okay.
Almost exact. It's like amazes me. And you know,
it's interesting.
It is. They're almost exactly the same. You know, and we keep track, you know, as an admissions dean, you know, we look at that every, you know, and I have to give my report to the dean of the medical school and they're always looking at those numbers. I think people want to go into medicine and they're still going to go into medicine, right?
Yeah.
Those resilient, adaptable, grit and determination type people. Yeah.
And for heaven's sakes, if anything, the pandemic highlights, it's the need for doctors.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All time.
We have on staff a couple of former professors. One is an undergraduate college and one is at a medical school. And they're like, this would be the most exciting time to go into medicine.
So I'm a kind of an older doctor. I've kind of been through some things before. And I, you know, when I was a medical student, HIV epidemic. So if you talk to physicians in my age group, figure it out here. But I was a medical student before we even had a test for HIV. And we were trying to figure out what this was and what we needed to do. And you know what? We've learned so much from that experience. And we will learn so much from COVID.
Yes.
And it will change. We are now, right? And it'll continue, you know, especially when you have NIH funding to work on these large research projects and understand the basic science and the clinical applications of different medicines and therapies and how they work and the mechanisms. It will help us in all sorts of disease processes as we move in the future.
Right. Another concern that I sometimes hear about is medical students will not get the clinical exposure they would have gotten pre-COVID because of the restrictions on them interacting with patients. There was a whole trend in medical school to start clinical exposure really in the first year, where as years ago, it was always third and fourth year. So would this lack of clinical exposure in medical school hurt their residency chances? And even if it doesn't hurt their residency chances because everybody's in the same boat, is it hurting the quality of their medical education?
That's a very good question. And medical educators, again, are thinking about that. We have an obligation to society to educate and send these great physicians out into the world to take care of people. So that we are thinking about that, right? I don't think it changes your chances in residency because once again, there's a pandemic and we're all, it's not like there's one area where they're having, everybody is experiencing this. This is a universal experience. So all of us will have to work through this problem and issue. I mean, at WashU, we've started, the clerkships are back, and we have our medical students who are back on clinical service. We're doing it. We have to think about doing it in an extremely responsible way, responsible for our patients, responsible for the faculty and staff, and responsible for the being responsible to the students too. So we think very careful about what their experiences are and when they're ready to have what experience. So I think that there may be some areas where certain medical students, like maybe as an elective, say, you know, I went through medical school at this period of time and I didn't get this exposure to this. Now, a year and a half from now, I may want to go back and do this experience. And again, adaptability, flexibility, figuring out what's going to work. So I don't have all the answers. I wish I had all the answers because I don't have the crystal ball.
No.
We'll figure out a way. We have a great medical system. We have great medical schools in this country with people that are truly, truly are dedicated to that. And we have that here at WashU like other places. And it'll be okay. Again, it'll be okay.
I'm sure it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Now, on a forward-looking note, what advice would you give to pre-meds, thinking ahead and planning to apply in 2021 for the following cycle, or just planning ahead, period?
I give them the same advice that I've always given them. You need to do well in your classes, the ones that you take. You should you should show evidence of challenging yourself.
Okay.
That right? We want to do that. I think that you want to grow yourself in college. It's a very unique time. You should do different activities to develop your person, who you are, in a variety of different ways. So you should continue to explore those things. You should understand, you know, when I get stressed, what do I do to relieve my stress? What do I do? Do I do music? Am I athletic? What do I do? Do I read? I mean, those things I think are important to develop those sort of habits and characteristics. And then, at WashU, one of the things we do truly value is volunteerism. I always say it doesn't have to be volunteer work in the medical area. Doctors, definitely here at WashU, they're very bright, they're very motivated, but they all want to help people. There's that sense inside themselves to help people. And that's really important, at least for WashU, that comes out. important to us. Cool. It doesn't have to be in medicine, though. I think that's always really important for students to know. It doesn't have to necessarily be with a physician. It doesn't have to be in the hospital. It can be in a variety of different ways. You know, and I know with, you know, the whole trying to do these activities now is difficult. Be creative. Ask around, think about things, do be creative, be a COVID tracker, you know, sit on a computer and do that, right?
That's right. Important hotlines. Hotlines.
Absolutely. You know, mental health issues right now from COVID are a real issue. And so talking to someone, helping someone through hard times, that's important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about gap years?
Oh, gap years are great.
Okay, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that was an easy one. I think that I don't think you have to do a gap year. You know, some people they've done everything they feel, they're ready to go to medical school and they've well prepared themselves. They've been very busy and they're ready to go right from college into medical school. But the majority of students that we have here at WashU have either taken longer to do their college experience or they've taken a gap year. And that's just because it takes time to do all the things that you need to do to be ready to make that decision to go into medicine.
Yes, I frequently talk to either students or parents. They seem so pressured to get things done. I'm like, just take a gap year. It's going to be okay, you know. Yep. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, no, but I think that's great advice. I think that going into medicine, you have to be a well-developed person. And you need to know your motivations.
And it is just really hard to get through all the prerequisites, do the experiential personal development that you're talking about, maybe do some research, and take the MCAT and get it all crammed into those first 4 years. It's just very difficult.
Right.
And probably hampers the personal development that you're talking about.
I agree with that. And you want to do well when you do whatever you do. You want to do well in that MCAT. You want to do well in your classes. And sometimes you need time to do that. I also believe that sometimes people take the MCAT more than once. At our school, that's okay. We take the best score.
Okay, great. Yeah. What would you have liked me to ask you?
Wow, you've asked me a lot of great questions and given me the opportunity to talk about WashU. It is a wonderful medical school. It's in a city of St. Louis. I mean, that's sometimes people ask, well, what about student life in the city of St. Louis? And I say, well, you should come here and visit. You should apply so we can tell you about it. It's our students are very engaged in the community. They're engaged in the medical community, and the faculty here are here to grow them. That's important to us.
All right. That sounds fine. Thank you so much. Dean Ratz, I think we're almost out of time, and you've been very, very generous with your time and your insight. So thank you for joining me and sharing your expertise. This has really been delightful. Where can listeners learn more about Washington University School of Medicine?
They can go to our website, mdadmissions.wustl.edu.
Okay, great. We'll include links in the show notes at xzip.com/383 to WashU Medical's website, as well as to other resources that may be helpful to listeners. Reminder, you can download a complimentary copy of Med School Admissions, What You Need to Know to Get Accepted, at xzip.com/383download. Grab your copy now. Again, the URL is xzip.com/383download. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I'm your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.